Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Deborah Leanne, and it is our Wednesday Wisdom. Today is June, good question, June 10th. And I just came back from a coffee with a friend who is a lovely friend, and we have great, deep discussions about leadership and the nonprofit community and bounce ideas off of each other. And yet, I always feel like I give too much. Like, he wanted me to send a sample of some information and to think about how to price this project. And as much as I love supporting people in creating change in our community, a part of me is pretty much done with giving myself away. And as I create that boundary and it gets to be stronger and stronger, I realize that it's time for me to share that because people's expectations of me need to shift. I have shifted. It's only fair if I draw the line and let them know. Because we actually train people how to treat us. And before we dive in any deeper on this, I'd like to, for my sake and for anyone else who is moving, running, listening to this while they're driving, whatever, I'd like to be able to settle in, and unless you're driving, if you can actually sit, be still, and plug in, literally like we're charging ourselves, like we charge our cell phones. We don't think anything about that their batteries run down, and we plug them in and charge them up. And that's what we need to do with ourselves. We need to charge our electrical, physical system by plugging into Mother Nature, plugging into feeling our physicality all the way down through our feet, breathing into our lower bellies, feeling the electrical currents as we breathe, moving through our fingertips and down through our legs. And you know, if nothing else, just kind of like taking our sits bones and circling around in the chair that we're sitting on. If we're standing, just kind of swaying our hips back and forth, bringing that physical energy down to the lower half of our body, because we tend to forget about that. Even if we're running or exercising, we're in our heads and thinking about our heart rate and making sure that we're getting the maximum of this time in our exercise. So I'm asking you to allow your energy and your breath to go down and back into your system. Down, all the way down into your lower belly and towards your back, towards your sacral area. Breathe some space into that area. We forget our sacral area is where we receive support. Too often we forget about plugging in and allowing to receive. And then we can also plug in to our divine connection. And I do this a variety of ways, even by just looking at a tree, if you are with your eyes open, or if you can close your eyes and allow that feeling of envelopment that comes from just feeling our hug from the divine, our shower of golden divine energy coming into our system, our unique ray of sun that is shooting this beautiful energy from the heavens down into us. It is our birthright. We are divine and physical beings. And the more that we remember to tap into both of those energies, the more we can actually live from the inside out. This is where authenticity comes forward, and this is where our creative power is made. That masculine and feminine, that duality of physicality and divinity, that's what creates a power within us that is immense, if you think about it. And we can unleash it, or we can tamp it down. We can forget it's there, or we can actually open up the genie bottle and allow that energy to spew forth from us. It allows us to use our intellect as a vehicle. It allows us to drive our lives from a place that is not just brain-based, but where we are automatically connected to others, where when we speak from this center of our being, people hear us. It's an amazing thing. So I'm going to go back to my story that I started with, coming from this place of radical self-responsibility, which doesn't mean it's just me, but it means I'm tapped into all of my energy, divine and physical. And from that place, I am responsible for how others treat me. And it is the perfect opportunity for me to respond and say, I would love to work with you on this project. And my time is valuable. And I'm beginning to see that if I'm supporting you on making this additional income in this project, that I would like to, if I'm going to be your coach on this, can I tell you what my hourly rate is? That feels really good to my system. Too often, what we do is we forget our energy is money as well. The energy exchange of sharing our time, our talents, our loving attention, our not just writing a check for a cause, but actually going and walking and knocking on doors, or going and standing in solidarity, or showing up at an event to learn more about a cause and then giving them some money for that cause or donating our time for that cause. Every one of those pieces that we do where we're showing up to make a difference is valuable. And we need to see that what we're putting out, we need to allow an exchange to receive in return. So when we write a check to feel good about giving to an organization, we do get a shot of oxytocin, especially if we do it with such love and compassion that we know we're making a difference in the community by giving them this check for X number of dollars. Or if we go to a committee meeting, if we remind ourselves that we're doing this because we care about this mission. And if we show up for a friend and listen as they tell us what's going on in their lives, if we remind ourselves that we're doing this because we love them and we know that someone will be there for us when we need to be heard. It's the giving and taking. A lot of us don't like to be considered as takers, and we turn off our receiving mechanism. So let's explore that for a minute. Someone offers you a compliment. Do you smile and just receive it with warmth and pleasure and say, thank you so much, that feels so nice? And yes, I love this haircut too, or I love this outfit I'm wearing as well. Thank you for noticing. Or do we say, oh, no big deal, it's kind of funny, the, you know, humidity is making my hair act pretty wild, and, you know, we downplay it. How often do we do that, especially women? We deflect, or we turn it around and say, well, you look lovely today too. Or there's so many ways that we don't let it in. We breathe. We let that in. We don't think anything of it. It's natural. So how can we allow ourselves to receive in a way that feeds us? The statistics around stress and disease and depression and general dissatisfaction with life, there's more and more people, even though we have way more to be thankful for now in our lives, we're constantly unhappy. It's a chronic disease of being unhappy. Have you noticed that when you say something to somebody about, this is going on with me, oh, well, this is going on with me, and we get into this downward spiral, like, my life's worse than yours. What's right? I love meetings where we start with celebrations because it forces me to actually look back at the day, the week, the month, however it's been since I last saw this group, and look at what can I celebrate? What can I share that went right? I now do that on a weekly basis for my business coach, and I love that accountability. It allows me to look back at the week and see what was a gift? What came to me? What did I do well? And it's not just what I did well, but how did I feel? How was I being as these things came to me? When one of my accountability circles, there was a woman who lost a dear, dear pet, and it threw her into a tizzy. She tried to go about work. She tried to go in and get some things done, and she just couldn't focus. She was weepy, tired. It had been a long week of the end of this pet's life, and she was done. That's my new thing these days, done, because I am completing lots of old patterns. And what she realized is she thought, I'm just going to go home and take the rest of the day off. And the next morning she woke up and she says, you know, I'm going to take the day off too. Maybe I'll just, it was a Wednesday, so she took the rest of the 2.5 days off that week and just said, you know what, I'm just going to stay home and just allow myself to be with these feelings and these memories and to heal from this experience. She checked her email because she was curious what was going on. And on Friday, there had been like 2 or 3 new clients that came forward. While she was doing her healing and her own inner work, things were coming to her. This happens a lot. And if we notice it and give thanks and have a gratitude attitude around it, it allows it to come even more. Don't you know people who are in this lovely space of their life where things are going so well for them and they might be in a new love relationship, they just started a new job or moved into a new home or had a new baby and they're just so happy. Life is on a roll for them. They just are, and it's like the more good stuff that happens, the more good things that happen, because that's what life does. We can be a magnet and attract more yuck, or we can attract more yum. So my new pattern is to celebrate what went right, to celebrate what came to me without any effort, to celebrate how I received that week, and to celebrate what seeds I may have planted months ago came into fruition, because sometimes we do need to lay some groundwork for things to come back to us. And noticing how shifting my patterns is creating change in my life. And even if it's little tiny steps of, you know what, I'm now meditating 6 out of 7 days a week. That's impressive, especially when it used to be kind of spotty, you know, like occasionally. And the other thing that I have made a commitment to doing is to walking more. And if I walk 4 times a week, fabulous. More, even more fabulous. Less, I wonder how I can add more walking. But celebrating the 3 times I walked versus saying, well, you didn't walk 4 times. So these ways of shifting our energy, these ways of learning to receive, these ways of even changing our broadcast signal so that we can receive more good will also bring up a new thing. Because we're in the receiving mode, our body is only programmed, unfortunately, our mind runs a lot of this, to allow so much to come in. I have had the experience for many years that I could either have a love relationship or I could have money. I could have a really good career that pays me well, or I could have an amazing man in my life. And for some reason, I couldn't seem to create a life that had both. So what I'm learning, and I find this fascinating, because actually that's the same energy center. Our sacral chakra, the second chakra, is all about governing our exterior relationships, love, sex, money, creativity, or career. A lot of that is governed from this second chakra. And I had a limiting, I had a container that was only like, I mean, I kind of envision it as a bowl. And that bowl was like a cereal bowl. And it could hold my job, or it could show up as a romantic, amazing, masculine partner. But there wasn't room in there for both. If I had an okay job that didn't pay very well, I could have an okay man. They would kind of share that container. And what I've needed to do is actually envision that container getting bigger. Actually allowing it to be so full and so big and wide that there's room in there for an amazing business, a successful, amazing business that pays me well, and an amazing partner, to have relationships with men that are supportive and loving and based on trust and integrity. They can be clients, they can be business partners, and there's room there for a romantic partner as well. Coming from this place of trust and allowing this beautiful container to get bigger and wider, and allowing there to be room for more to come in, not filled to the brim so there's no room for anything to come in, but actually be a continual, ever-expanding bowl that allows for more and more good to come in, actually will create more and more good space for that, for those things to come to me. It's an amazing journey. And this is something that since I have learned it, I am now working with clients on helping them to open and expand and see their second chakra as a beautiful space where they have trust in themselves to allow in and make the best decisions around men, around money, around sex, around their career, around creativity, around time, which is another form of this energy. And making peace and trusting ourselves that we can create a life that balances all of those things, that supports us in all of these ways, is another one of our birthrights. And it is not something that we need to do or learn by ourselves. I have been blessed to be in many communities, my priestess community, an oracle circle, a moon circle, and variety of women's circles that have allowed me the space to learn and grow in this area. And after my years of experimenting and seeing where I have created a very small container, or the lack of trust that if money came in that I would be able to manage it well, or the same with men, has kept that container small and has kept it full enough that I had enough, but never anything more. And I was constantly feeling like I had to be looking out for my next dollar, or I couldn't trust the relationship I was in beyond this moment, or there wasn't enough there to feel comfortable and trust in that I was secure in it. I could bathe in it. And there's a fine line between wanting to have room for more to come in and this, what else do I have to give up? Is there a trade that I have to give up? And this is where our limiting beliefs come into play. Our brain will play all kinds of tricks. So another concept that is an important one to talk about here is about up-leveling. As we grow, and we see this all the time, someone just gets the job of their dreams or meets the man of their dreams or moves into this amazing house and they're so excited, and then there'll be this setback. A car accident, disease, someone needing them, like a parent that pulls them away, some action of either a loved one that pulls us back or our own ego will hold us back in a more constricted, safe, don't be get too big for your britches kind of thing. We'll have this growing pain, this discomfort of moving to this next bigger version of ourselves. Again, this is where community or a coach or a loving circle of friends that sees this as it is and says, you know what, this is temporary. It's not even real. Your system is creating this to keep you small because it's scared. So how can you look at this with loving eyes? How can you look at this and welcome this awareness that, oh, goodness, I need to swap out that container and make it a bigger one? I deserve and I can handle more good. I will be a steward of this money, of this love that I'm receiving. I will take excellent care of it. And I trust myself with it. And I allow it. And I declare it is so. So we only have a few more minutes left in today's episode. And I just want to say that speaking through some of these things is not something I'm doing to teach you as much as it's to validate these lessons within me. I'm still learning them as well. And constantly I need to have these conversations with myself. And the brilliant piece about seeing again where I give away my time and where I need to stand up for myself and clearly say, this is how much my time is worth. And I love you. And if I can support you in any way beyond this, I'll be there as a cheerleader in your corner. However, if you want me to support you in writing this proposal, this is what my rate is. That feels so good to my system. And the fear that's in the way of saying that gets dissipated once I actually say it. So thank you for letting me practice with you all, because I am going to turn around and have that conversation via email in the next few minutes. As we move forward and we have these weekly broadcasts, I am going to speak up. I'm going to share with you what is up with me, and I'm open to taking questions. So feel free to connect with me here on Blog Talk Radio or on my Facebook page or my website at www.deborahleanne.com or Facebook, Deborah Leanne, the Women's Leadership Catalyst, or Facebook/The Synergized Leader. And until our next time together, remember to shine your light. You might have to go in and spiff it up a little bit from the inside and then broadcast it out, especially from your second chakra. Take excellent care, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.